At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial clothes alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you have a favorite gospel writer? One that really appeals to you? John, Paul, George, Ringo? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all have something to say. This morning we have that Easter morning from Luke's account. I really like Luke, in that he's a master storyteller. He really is able to convey the feeling and the emotions of events. He's raw. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. The account of Easter morning is the same way. It's not like everybody suddenly believed resurrection in Luke's account. The women go. What do? They bow down their heads. They are terrified. They're scared. They go back and tell the others. They tell the apostles. And how do they react? They think their story is utter nonsense. Literally. They think the story is the ravings of lunatics. People who are in delirium. And Luke says, they don't believe. And then there's Peter. Good old Peter. Peter goes home. He goes home amazed. Literally, he goes home wondering. Peter goes home trying to make sense of resurrection. What it means right now, what it means for the future, what is this all about? I think their experience is the same as our experience. We're trying to make sense of resurrection. I always find Good Friday much easier to preach about than Easter Sunday. You know, all of the gospel accounts have some elements that are similar. They phrase it, they weave it in different ways, but it's all similar. 4 points. They go to great lengths to tell us Jesus died. He really died. We're not making this up. He died. And because he died, he was buried. Then they talk sort of about resurrection, but not really. It all happens off stage. None of the four describe resurrection. Wouldn't you want them to describe resurrection? Don't you want to know what it's like? That's what we find so difficult, isn't it? And then there are the appearances. Jesus appearing. It's the same Jesus that they've always known. They're able to recognize him. They're able to touch him. And yet there is something different about him. He's the same one, only different. He's now the risen one, the resurrected one, the glorified one. He is the one that they've known all along, and yet there is more. They believe. They come to faith through their interaction with the risen one. It's not the empty tomb that makes them believe, but it's the experience of resurrection in which they believe. And I think we all have little tiny experiences of resurrection. What are the women told? Remember. Remember what he said to you. Remember how he had to suffer. Remember how he had to be crucified. Remember how he told you that on the third day he would rise. They're told to remember. And so they can come to believe when they finally encounter the risen one. We're told also to remember. Because anytime you see someone in the gospel, put yourself in their place. Remember. Remember all those tiny resurrections that you've experienced. You don't believe. If you've ever been utterly confused, life in disarray, like the disciples this morning, and yet found yourself lifted up by an unseen hand, you know resurrection. If you have been forgiven by God in the sacrament, been forgiven by a loved one, had that weight lifted off of you, able to just breathe so easily, you've experienced resurrection. If you know of a resurrected love, resurrected hope. That's an experience of resurrection. If you have ever been totally lost, not knowing where to go, where to turn, and then you've been found, you know resurrection. If you know peace and joy in the face of difficulty, in the face of tragedy, you've experienced resurrection. My friends, we know resurrection. Not to the full, but we get hints. We have glimpses of resurrection. We know what resurrection is like. And now we are just waiting for the full. we gather together this morning to remember. Remember those experiences. We gather this morning to share those experiences with one another. We gather this morning to share our experience of the risen one. May this day, Easter day, be for all of us a day of remembering, a day of joy, a day of peace, a day of hope.